I'm not just talking about the sugya of Yishmaru and Yisrael, we're living the sugya. We're living it now. The end last month of Shabbos, we were talking about the wrestling match between Yaakov Avinu and the Tsar. Remember that we say in that Tzilas HaGeshem, that's Bolu Me Eish Umimai, was a combination of the fire. Eish, of course, is the Koch of Eser, primarily it's the Koch of Gvura, Yitzchak. The Psoilus of Yitzchak is Esav, Eish. Eish is Christianity. It's Esav, it's Amalek, it's Edom, it's Rome, it's the West, that's the Eish. And the Mayim, the water, of course, is what? So Mayim is Yishmo. I was thinking that it must be very, very significant that the one who was considered the leader of the free world, the president of our country himself, is Bolu Me'esh Umimai. I just had this thought before, by Havdalah, I had this mashal, that Obama himself comes from a geza of Muslims, together with Christians, and he himself is Bolu Me'esh Umimai. It's an amazing thing. The President of the United States is Bolu Me'esh Umimai, from those two worlds, the convergence of those two worlds of Esav and Yishmael. That requires some more thought, and Mitch Shumberg is going to come back to that, to talk about that, to try to understand similar of what we're living in right now, what's going on. The East and the West, Esav and Mayim, Esav and Yishmael is what we're going to be talking about, Mitch Shumberg, for the coming weeks and months. But it's Erev Tu B'Shvat, and Tu B'Shvat is brought down in the Svarim and Es Hoskha, and other Svarim is brought down to Davin for a beautiful Esrik. There's a sentence in the Svas Emes, the Suk is Tosh Resh Mem Vav, you can take a look. The Svas Emes, when you first look at the sentence, it's Niflos Beinim. What's this Svas Emes talking about? But in the context of what we're doing, Mr. Shem, we're going to be able tonight to try to understand it. These are the words of this Svas Emes. We're davening for a beautiful Esrig, Mitzvashu. The Svas Emes says, "Biyom Hanaroyim Nidcha B'chinas Seir." He says, "Yom Neroyim on the time of Rosh Hashanah Kippur, the Seir, the goat, of course, is thrown off the mountain Lazazel. The Seir is thrown off the mountain. So Biyom Neroyim Nidcha B'chinas Seir." So Sama says that Yom Neroim, we overcome and we eliminate, we push away this koach of Seir, of the Seir of the goat. Well, the Sukkis, he lidchais klipas b'nei Yishmael. Sukkis, the avoda of Sukkis, is to drive away the klipa of Yishmael. Seir is, of course, which koach? It's Esav. Ish Seir. May Eris Seir. So Svas Emes says, Yom Neroim is the fight against Chinas Seir. The Suk is Lidchais Klippas Bnei Yishmael. Vuhu Avoida Yisera. Vuhu Avoida Yisera. The Svas Emes said, the Vavodi Yaseira, it's hard work. Vavodi Yaseira. It's interesting, Svas Emes was saying this at a time when Jews, where he lived, there's no Indian of Yishmael at all. Vavodi Yaseira. Shuma'akev Gu'ulosin Shal B'nai Yisrael. The Yishmael was holding back the Gula of B'nai Yisrael. Va'olav Ne'amar, and regarding Yishmael, it says in Tehillim Yud Zayin, Pasuk Zayin, Moshia Chosim, we're asking Hashem to show your love, Moshia Chosim, show your love and save, Mimiskaimimim B'yiminecha, show your love, saving with your right hand those who seek refuge from your enemies. Moshiach chosim mimiskomimim biyiminecha. The Sasema says, Shabalecha is bitzad hayimin, save us on Sukkos. Midavim, the avoda Sukkos, is we're asking Hashem to save us. Shabalecha is bitzad hayimin. The one who is trying to attack us coming from the right side. Remember, that's what we ended with last week. The right side is always Yishmol. Yishmol is the psoilus of Avraham Avinu. It is the chesed of Avraham Avinu. Yishmol is the psoilus of Avraham Avinu. Mashiach chosim im miskaimimim biyiminecha, shebolecha is bitzad hayamin, bekoicha shel Avraham Avinu olav shalom. The Yishmol is attacking us from the right side. Yishmol is coming with the koach of Avraham Avinu. But he comes from that zivik of Avraham Avinu and Hagar and Hagar the mitzvahs. So the Sfasema says that the ikra avoida of Yom Kippur, of Hashem Kippur, of Yom Nirad, the ikra avoida is the fight against Esav. Against Esav. Ish Seir. Ish Soyer. Me'eretz Soyer. And the ikra avoida of Sukkos is the fight against Yishmael. The Sukkos he lidchais klipas b'nei Yishmael. So this is Cyrus this week to daven for an Esrig. Let's try to understand what the Sfasemus is talking about. It's going to take us a few weeks. But to start now, what's the Sfasemus talking about? Now we know that on Sukkos, everybody knows that on Sukkos, since in our davening it's in Musaf, Sukkos, there are 70 parim that are brought, 70 animals that are brought, that correspond to the 70 nations of the world. The Gra, in a number of places, the one I remember is in Kol Eliyahu, in the Shmita of Parshas Pinchas, the Gra teaches that the 70 animals, the 70 offerings that are brought that correspond to the 70 nations of the world, the 35 are keneged Esav, and 35 are keneged Yishmael. As the Gros says that all of the 70 nations, this was mentioned a few weeks ago, the Gros says that all of the Shivim Ha'umais fall either under the right side, which is Yishmael, or under the left side, which is Esav. But all of the nations of the world, and all of their mutations, fall under those two main categories of Yishmael, which is the Bechina of Avram, the Psoilus of Avram, the right side, Yishmael, 35 nations, and the left side, Esav, the Psoilus of Yitzchak. The Melchama that we have is Yaakov's wrestling match with the Sarah that's Bolu Me'esh, which is Esav, and Mayim and water, which is Yishmael. So all of our inyonim in the world, wherever Jews are, whatever continent, whatever country, wherever we are, whether it's large scale or an individual struggle that a person has in the golus that he's in with our enemies, it's always a milchama against Esav or Yishmael. Right now, it's the tag team of Esav and Yishmael against Am Yisrael. We'll be talking about that for months in Mitzvah. It's that combination, it's the kilayim of the shor and the chamor, of the ox and the donkey. The ox is Esav, and the chamor is Yishmael. The milchama now is the east and the west joining together against Am Yisrael. Usually we've depended upon the President of the United States to be a friend of the Jewish people and to defend the State of Israel. The one who is there now is Bolu Me'esh Umimayim, has proven himself to be an enemy of the Jewish people, an enemy. I know that there are those who are against speaking this way. I don't agree with them. an enemy of the Jewish people, an enemy of the State of Israel. It's not even a question that there's never been a Metzius like this in the White House. Ad etzem hayom hazeh. The ish is bolim, the one who is bolim me'esh umimayim. But every milchama is a milchama against the 35 that fall under the category of Yishmael, and the 35 that fall against under the category of Esav, because the Gros says that Yishmael and Esav are the shor shei hara, they're the root of evil in the world, and all 70 nations are connected either to Esav or Yishmael. Whatever that nation is connected, it's a subsidiary of Esav or of Yishmael. Now, as far as Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah says Mitzvah Yom Kippur, that tikkun for that period of the year, the Zohar Kodesh is printed, this piece of the Zohar Kodesh is printed in most Machzorim by Tkiyah Shofar. In most Machzorim, you look at Tkiyah Shofar, there's a Shtikl Zohar that's printed in the Machzor. It's from the Zohar Rami Himna. And there, the Zohar Kodesh is telling us that the Ikir Avayda from Rosh Hashanah, of course we compare now, but from Rosh Hashanah till Ni'ilah, till Ni'ilah, Matzim Kippel, till Ni'ilah, the Ikir Avayda is to fight against, you can look in the Maksa, is to fight against the Satan, the Chayeloisov, the Satan and the evil one and his troops, who are Mekatreg, who are constantly trying to find fault and to bring yourself down. And all of our tefillahs are to be Mesalek, the Mastinim, the Mekatregim, who are trying to bring a wedge, to create a wedge, a separation between Kutche Brichu and Knesset Yisrael, between Hashem and Yisrael. The shofar has tremendous, it's printed by Tia Shofar, that's our cry to battle, to go out, that's the war, the shofar. And has a tremendous koach, the shofar has tremendous koach to subdue the Mekatregim, the Mastinim, to silence the evil one and his representatives in this world. So now listen to the sentence. I'll read to you. Can look again. You look in the Maksa. I'll read the sentence, translated, of course, from the Aramaic into Lashon HaKodesh. I don't know if it's translated in the art school. Sometimes the Siddurim, the Maksa, don't translate pieces from the Zohar. I don't know. It says the following. V'az, again, in the translation into Lashon HaKodesh. V'az means, and then, after Yaakov brought the offering to Esav, to appease Esav, V'az, ne'apach Esav l'apotropos shel Yaakov v'meil etzchalav. After the bribe, the gift, the appeasement, the offering, so then Esav became, but he considered himself to be an apotropos of Yaakov, an older brother, a defender of Yaakov, umeilet shalom, someone who is a defender, a protector of Yaakov. The Yaakov le'roitza le'dubsha v'le'uktsai. I'm sure you're familiar with that expression. Yaakov Avinu is not interested in Esav's brotherly love. He's not interested in this, in getting cozier with him. And that's why Yaakov says to Esav, Yavra no adoini l'fnei avdai. Yaakov tells Esav, why don't you move ahead? Why don't you go ahead? We're not traveling together. Why don't you go ahead? Oz, v'yoshev v'yoymahu Esav l'darko. Was Esav said we could be together. Everything's okay now between us. Yaakov Avinu doesn't want that. And it says in Pasuk, "Vayosha b'yamahu Esav adarko." So Esau returned to his way, to his derech. Mosaiza, so the Zohar asks, Mosaiza, when is that? B'shas Ne'ila, listen carefully. B'shas Ne'ila, it's at the time of Ne'ila, Yom Kippur. She'ozu mufrash me'am ha'kodesh. By Ne'ila, Esav is v'yoshev Esav ledarka. By Ne'ila, if all the avodah v'ashonis has mitshuva Yom Kippur, Esav is mufrash ledarka. Mufrash me'am ha'kodesh, separated from the Am HaKodesh. The Inyan and Yom Kippur, following this year, Elazaza, is mufrash, is separated from Am HaKodesh. V'HaKadosh Baruch Hu miniach es avnei seim u'mechaper aleihem. All of the kitrugim, all of the tzaros that we have, living among the Bnei Esav, that brings us down, that influences us to be who we're not supposed to be. Yom Kippur is mechaper on all of our aveiros, and all of the aveiros of the Jewish people are put onto the head of the seir, of the goat, which is Esav, and the seir is thrown off Lazozo. Kevin Shoisa Mekatrig Harlech Im Oisai Dara Nuparish Mehem. When the Mekatre goes away, he got his gift. The Inyan of the Seal Azozo, the way the Ramban explains, the bribe or the gift of the Seal Azozo, Esav has that. And now it's Vayoshev Esav Ladarka. He goes back. Vayoshev Yomahu Esav Ladarka. He goes back on his own. Once this has happened by Ne'ila, now that he got rid, now that Esav is gone, Esav was staring, Esav was having a terrible influence upon us, and we were enmeshed with him throughout the year. We became involved with Esav, we bought into his inyan, and we became connected to him. But over the course of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we do tshuva, and Hashem's mechaper averus, and the averus, all the averus are thrown onto Esav, and he's thrown off the mountain. And now the Zohar says, "Chofes Hakadosh Baruch Hu l'smarech b'banav." Hashem wants to rejoice with his children. Makosuf, why is this? What does it say right afterwards? V'Yakov Nosa Sukaisa. It's not an amazing thing. V'Yakov Nosa Sukaisa. After Esav is Vayoshev Yom Esav Ladarkai. Esav, the Zohar says, is gone. Gone, Lazozo. Esav is Ladarkai. And then where did Yaakov Avinu go? V'Yakov Nosa Sukaisa. So the Zohar says that after Ne'ila, which the whole avoid of Yom Neroim is to get rid of Esav, then Esav goes Lazozo, and Hashem wants to be Mesameach Mbonav. He now is, Esav is gone, and now the Baruch Shalom wants to rejoice with his children. Yaakov Nosa Sukaisa V'Yivon Leibayas. And Yaakov Avinu goes to the place that's called Sukkis. That's what says the Chumash. V'Yivon Leibayas. He builds a house. The Zohar says, "Kaven sheyoshvim besukkis." When we go and sit, when Am Yisrael goes sukkis, we sit in the sukkah. Hare nitzlum and hamakatreg. The joy of sukkis is being saved from the katreg, from the mastin, from Esav. That's the joy of sukkis. V'kadosh Baruch Hu semech bebonav, and Hashem rejoices with His children. And the Zohar ends this piece, Ashrei Chelkam B'Olam Hazeh U'B'Olam Haba. Ashrei Chelkam, fortunate of the Jewish people for their portion in this world and in the world to come. Ayin V'Nair. What the Zohar is saying, what we're learning on our level to try to understand, is that the Ikka Avayda, the main avoda of that time of the year, El Shonim Kippur, really begins Tu B'Av, that whole tkufa, that time of the year, is the war against Esav, the Nochash HaKadmoni, the snake, that was Machshel Adam HaRishon. Therefore, the main focal point of the Avodah of Yom Kippur is the Seir HaMishtaleach, is the goat that is thrown off the mountain to separate it from us. Mincha Shlucha, it's a gift, a bribe, that is sent, that is given to Esav, that he should leave us alone. La'esav l'kat delay, and his chevra, those nations of the world that fall under the category of Esav. Haseir asher olav olav hagoyro la'azazel. Haseir asher olav olav hagoyro la'azazel is Esav. Esav is ish seir me'eretz seir. And only after we get rid of Esav is it possible to come to Sukkos. And that's why only after Esav is v'yoshev yimho Esav l'darko is it possible to come to what? The next thing is v'yakov nosa sukkos. Then we're able, Yaakov means the Jewish people, are able to come to Sukkos. And when we come to Sukkos, we're able to be besimcha with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Sukkah. And to be together with the Ushpizen in the Sukkah. Its borer is clear from the Zohar Kodesh that this Melocha of Yom Kippur is not complete after Yom Kippur by Ni'ilah. It's not finished. We're able to feel already Moshe Yom Kippur, we're able to feel that unburdening of Esav. And the simcha of Moshe Yom Kippur is the simcha personally, each person, of course, the tshuva, mechila, the kapara, the tzlicha, mechila, kapara, of course, on a deeper level, the relief that comes from that period, the elimination of the koach, the removal of the koach of Esav. But it's clear from the Zohar Kodesh that that doesn't mean that now when we go into the sukkah, everything is completely finished, everything is fine, everything is done. We still need the days of Sukkos in order to completely uproot the Shurish of Ra. Mr. Sfasamis is telling us, and there are more Makaris for this, which we'll see, to uproot, to completely uproot the other side of the Koach of Ra in the world. Now, everybody knows, you learn this from, you know, that the Inyan of Rosh Yom Kippur is Tshuva Meira, which is the Bechina of Yitzchak Avinu, which is Gvur, which is Esav. And Sukkos, of course, is Tshuva Me'ahav. Sukkos is Tshuva Me'ahav, is to come back with joy, with Simchat Hashem. Meaning, the Inyan of Sukkos is Avram Avinu's, the Ikkar. The first of the Ushpizen, and the inyan of the whole inyan of Sukkos is me'ahava, is shur me'ahava. So the Sfasama says of the Sukkos, he livcha is klipas bnei yishmo, shabolecha is b'tzad hayamin, b'koicha shel Avram Avinu. So the avoda of Sukkos is lahashrish. Is to uproot the klipa of Yishmael. Because the ikka avoided to uproot Esav is with year, with fear, with Shonim Kippur, with the Shaifer. The ikka avoided by ikvis of the Mashiach. The ikka avoided is with Simcha and with Ahav to uproot Yishmael. The koach of Yishmael is from the right side. It's kaimim b'yaminecha. And the ikar avoda in our lives right now, not with Yishmael, Yishmael is to try to destroy. But the ikar avoda in the world now, for Am Yisrael, and the ikar nisyonis that we have, is nisyonis, the inyan of memiskoimim v'yiminecha, the klipa of Yishmael, and all that we're learning about, the inyan of tanugim, of taivas, Yishmael. Yishmael. Ahava, a hava that's holier, that's not holier. All that we've been talking about for the last few weeks. To be oike the klipa of Yishmael. In other words, sukkis is the tikkun of the midah of ahava. That our ahavas, that what we love should be the Baruch Shalom, our families, other Jews, to learn, to daven, to keep mitzvahs. Not the ahavas nefulas, the chesed, which is disgusting. The mayim, the water that we've been talking about, the tanya, the tanugim of this world, which is the klip of Yishmael, the filth of Yishmael, niyuf, Yishmael. Which is the psoilus of Avraham Avinu. So, let's try to understand. You remember that we learned a couple of weeks ago that in Sefer Daniel, there we find the Seder of the Goliath, the secret of redemption is there as well. And many have been trying to crack that code for a long time. But the Seder of the Goliath, they represented in Netzelim, the Nebuchadnezzar, the statue that we've been talking about. And we learned that the first Golos is the Rosh, the top of the statue, the head of the statue. It goes all the way down to the Raglayim, to the legs, to the Akiv. According to the Rizal, the Rosh, of course, is Mitzrayim, is Egypt. The Akiv, Reb Sadigon, and the Ari HaKadosh, the Akiv, the bottom is what? Yishmael. It's the Golos of Yishmael. Therefore, we learned 2 weeks ago that the Rosh is the union of Golos Hadas, Mitzrayim. Our Das was in a state of Golos. We left Mitzrayim, we became a Dor Deya to try to rectify, to refine our way of thinking, our way of understanding things. The final Golos, which is the bottom of the statue, the heel, the filth, the Akev, what we're living in now, Ikvis of the Mashiach, is beside Yishmael. Now you all know that everything exists in this world in three dimensions. Olam, Shana, and Nefesh. We've spoken about this hundreds of times from the Sefer Yetzirah. Everything exists in the world, in the physical world, in the Olam, in Shana, which means in time, and Nefesh, in soul. So, the example that is easiest for everybody to understand, we've learned many times, the holiest place in the world is the Kodesh Kodashim Yerushalayim. The holiest time of the year is Yom Kippur, and the holiest Jew in the world is the Kohen Gadol. And those converge. Olam Shana and Nefesh. Meaning converge, those are three sides of the same Metzius. Olam Shana and Nefesh. So the same way that in history there's a Rosh, there's a beginning, the first Golos, which is Messiah, and there's an Akiv and there's a heel, which is Yishmael. Every year also has a Rosh and an Akiv. B'roish kol me'adois nisais Pesach. Pesach, of course, is Rishon Lachem L'chad Sheh Hashan. The first, the Rosh of the year, because we're used to Rosh Hashanah. But Achedish is Elachem, the beginning of the year Be'emes, in Pnimius, the beginning is Nisan. And therefore Pesach is called B'Rosh Kol Me'adois. It's called the beginning of all the Yom Tovim, of the three of the Golem. Pesach is the first. B'Chag HaMatzos, B'Chag HaShavuos, B'Chag HaSukkos. The first is Pesach. Pesach corresponds to the Rosh. Therefore the beginning of the Tikkun of Golos is Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is Pesach. Because Pesach is Rosh. Pesach is Rosh Kol Me'adois. So the inyan of Pesach is the Rosh, the model of the statue with Nebuchadnezzar and Sefer Daniel, which is Mitzrayim, which is Da'as, which is Pesach. That's the Rosh. And that's the beginning of the year, Pesach. Tremendous tikkun. Tremendous, tremendous tikkun. We'll talk about that mitzvah more. Sukkis is beside Raglai. Sukkis is the feet. Because Sukkis is the end of the regalim, right? Yes, that's why, by the way, you find it in Chazal, there's a Mishnah of Mitzvah, and it's a number of places that Sukkis is referred to as Haregel Ha'achrein. The last regal. It's the last regal of the year. Stam regal means Sukkis. The last regal of the year. Stam regal means Sukkis. You understand? Since in time, every year is a kaimen, every year is like a person that has a rosh, a head, and goes all the way down to the feet, all the way down to the heel. So the head corresponds to Pesach, which is Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the heel, the feet, stam regel is Sukkis. It's the completion them is Sukkis is Shmini Atzeres, which is regel b'fnei atzma. Sukkis and Shmini Atzeres. Which corresponds to the milchama that we have each year with the koach of Yishmael, which is the Akev, the heel. But it's more than that. We find in the Sfar Makedoshim the Chazal were Mesakein Chanukah as a hemshach of the Avodah Sukkos. That Chanukah was needed because we needed more strength in the darkness of Galus. We wouldn't have the strength just through Yom Neroim and Sukkos. Through Pesach, Yom Neroim, Sukkos, we wouldn't have the strength. And Chazal received permission from above to give us an additional yontif, to give us a weapon. The weapon is Chanukah. Purim also, Mitzvah, we'll talk about that, we're not going to get to it right now. But the Ikar is Chanukah. Chanukah is a hemshech of Sukkis. There are many things there are many correlations between Sukkis and Chanukah. The Sfasemis brings from his grandfather in Chedush Arim, Chanukah Tafresh Mem, Adoni Zekeini Meir Rabbi Zal Higid. Sfasemis says that the Zaydi said, Chedush Arim said, Ki Chazal Romzu B'Mishneh, the Chazal are hinting at in the Mishneh in the first paragraph of Bikurim, where it says in the first paragraph of Bikurim that Michagvat Chanukah may be Ve'enokai, right? That, you know, usually when you bring L'chadchila, you bring Bikurim at the right time, so then you bring Bikurim, there's also a Vidui that's said. If one is not able to do it during that time, so the Mishnah Bikurim says, May Michag V'ad Chanukah, that means from Sukkis till Chanukah. Maybe Ve'enokai, right? Till then, maybe the kari, but afterwards, from Sukkot to Chanukah, maybe the enokare. And the Chiddush Rambam says, well, you know that Chanukah is not written up anywhere in Mishnayos. This is the place that is found in Mishnayos. The Chiddush Rambam says, V'loi amru ad chafei b'kislev. Why didn't they say that from the Chag, from Sukkot until the 25th of Kislev? We know that the word Chanukah, for whatever reason, that's not for now, and you've all seen things about it, the word Chanukah was avoided in the Mishnayos. For whatever reason. Why doesn't it say that you could bring Bikurim, maybe the Nekari, from the Chag, from Sukkot, till the 25th of Kislev? So Chassam says from the Chedusharim, Rak l'rameis ki simchas ha-Chag meir ad Chanukah. So the Mishnah is hinting that the Simcha of Sukkot is shining, the Koach of Sukkot is shining in the world. We have access to that Koach of Sukkot till Chanukah, till the end of Chanukah. So Chanukah is a very big flare-up of that Koach. That's why he said that Jews that don't believe in Pnimus HaTorah, they're finished Hashanah Rabbah. That's... But those who believe in Pnimus HaTorah, believe in the Koach of Sukkot till Zois Chanukah. Ad Bechlal, Zois Chanukah. And therefore the Sfarim teach us, and this has Makaris and Chazal, Absalut talks a lot about this, it has Makaris and Chazal, that the 8 days of Chanukah were added by Chazal because, as we saw in Rabbi Chaim Vital, the Chachamim saw that at that time when Nevuah ended, when prophecy ended, and it came time already, Adav was going to be the Chuvim Bayis Sheni, and there's a terrible, terrible Choshech in the world. What Rabbi Chaim Vital, that we learned inside, said, His Gabrus HaChitzayim VaChalishus HaKedusha, that there was a tremendous Koach, the Chitzayim, that the other side was empowered, and there was a weakness in Kedusha. In order that Yaakov Avinu should be able to be Menatzeach, should be able to be victorious, the Chachamim were given permission to add the light of Chanukah as an extension of Sukkot. To add Chanukah as an extension of Sukkot. Therefore, the Sforim say the Shiur of the Chanukah candle is a very strange time. We speak about that always every Chanukah, but it's a very strange time. Right? That you're allowed to light Chanukah candle. That's not for now. But the time in the Gemara and Apis Shulchan Aruch, the time to light Chanukah candle is Mishatishka Chama from sunset. Ashe Tichle Regel Men Hashuk. It's a very strange time. Until there are no longer any feet walking in the marketplace. Asher tichle regel min hashuk. The Sfas Emes writes that Chanukah is beside what it says in Tehillim Tzadik Dalet, Im amarti mota ragli chazdecha Hashem yisadeni. The Dolmach says, Dolmach is crying out to Baruch Shalom, mota ragli, my feet, my legs are stumbling, are collapsing. Mota ragli, you gave me the three regalim. You gave me the regalim of Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. But the Dodmah says, Rabbeinu Shlom, we're telling you, Amarti mota ragli, it's not enough. We cannot stand. Motaragli, because the Hisgarbus of Tuma at the end of time is so strong. By the Chubin and the loss of Nevuah and the loss of Malchus and so on, and the Beis Hamikdash, Motaragli, meaning that Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot is not going to save us anymore. It's not enough. Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. Motaragli. So we're asking you, Hashem, Chazduch Hashem, Yisardeni. That your kindness, you should, with your kindness, to support us. Because Motaragli. And in Chanukah Tafresh Nun Beis, the Sfasema says that the side, that's the secret of Asher Tichle Regel Men Hashuk. Of lighting the Chanukah candle, Asher Tichle Regel Men Hashuk. And that it's worded in such a way. The Shuk. It's also the shok, that part of the body, and tichle regel min hashuk means the bottom of the foot, the bottom of the foot, which is akev. and that we need an extension of the regel min hashuk. We need an extension that will carry us, that we shouldn't collapse during the years of galus. And he brings the Medrash that says that the Ivanim, the Greeks, their intention was, their objective was to get into the Beis HaMikdash. It's interesting. They didn't destroy the Beis HaMikdash. They defiled the Beis HaMikdash. And what it seems is that the main objective that they had in defiling the Beis HaMikdash was, as we say, the Timuat, Kolashmanim. They had an inyan with the menorah, that we shouldn't light the menorah. The Sosefta brings from Chazal that the Yevonim bikshu leka shiva saneiros u'shmonas yimei hachag, that they were fighting against the seven candles of the menorah in the 8 days of Sukkot. Sukkot Shmiyatzer. Shiva Saneiros Shmonas yimei hachag. The Yevonim had an inyan with that. The Yevonim didn't want it to be the light of the candles, and they didn't want it to be a Sukkot or Shmini Atzeres. Once we understand that the Ikka Avayda of Sukkot is the Melchama against Klipas Yishmor, and the Chanukah is an extension of that avoda in the darkness of Galutz, Asher Tichel Regel Min Hashuk, all the way down to the end of the foot, and there are no longer any feet that are walking in the marketplace, to the bottom of the foot, to the Akif. Chazal were able to draw down the light of Chanukah as an extension of Sukkot. The Yevonim knew, again, they didn't know it intellectually, but they intuited, they knew, the Tsar of the Yevonim knew and knows that the Koach of Sukkot and Shmi Atzeres is to destroy the Akev, the final Klipa that Am Yisrael is going to contend with in Galus, which is Yishmael. And that the light of Chanukah would be the Ur, would be an extension of the Koach of Sukkot that Hashem Yisbarach gave us to use as a weapon during the long coming years of Galus. So the Yevonim wanted to prevent, to preempt the light of the menorah from extending into the Galus that was going to be with the Churban Bayis Sheni that we're in now. It's the Golos of Esav and Yishmael. Akev is Yishmael, Esav and Yishmael. And Chanukah is the extension. So the Baruch Rabbi Sikorsky only wanted Jews to light menorahs in every single shuk of the world. Of course, the people have a hard time with that. That comes from the Klipas itself. Such an Indian to have a problem with these things. That wherever there is a place in the Golus of Esav and Yishmael, that there should be the light of Chanukah. There should be the light of Chanukah. Which the tzaddik who feels what's happening in the world and what light needs to be brought into the world before Mashiach comes, understands these things. All of the mitzvahs of Sukkot we can now understand in a different way. And Chanukah, and we'll get the permit Pesach and Yerushalayim. But all of the avodah of Sukkot is the Melchama against the Klipa of Yishmael. B'chag nidoinan al amayim. We'll talk about it, Mitzvah. I'm not going to get it right now, next week more. B'chag nidoinan al amayim. The whole Yontiv of Sukkot, Ushavte mayim b'sos mimayin ha'yeshua. It's a yontav of water, we're drawing the water of joy, as opposed to the water of filth, of Yishmael. Maim akurim, that we saw the lashon of Rabbi Chaim Vital, the filthy water of the Zohar HaKadosh, the filthy water of Yishmael. Now you know that the test of the nations of the world is brought in the beginning of Avodah Zarah. Gemara of Avodah Zarah is the test with the sun and the hot day and the kick the sukkah. The final test at the end of time is with the sukkah. So we already learned, we began to talk about this last week and the week before, that the Torah tells us, Chazal already tell us, that the Chama and Levana, the sun and the moon, correspond to Esav and Yishmael. The Christians, the Bnei Esav, they count time, they count, their calendar is set up, of course, according to the sun, according to the Chama. And the Yishmaelim, they count time according to the moon. Exclusively. Esav just by the sun, and Yishmael just by the moon. The Chama and the Levon. The Baal HaKedah, in the 28th Shaar, the Lashon of the Baal HaKedah, HaMa'oiris HaGedarlis HaMremez L'malchus Edom V'Yishmael. The sun and the moon are a hint to the malchus of Edom, of Esav, and Yishmael. She'echad moina l'shemesh. Esav counts by the sun. V'ha'echad moina l'yareach. And the other counts by the moon. Rav Hutna Zeches Hag Devoche had a bad personal experience with Yishmaelim. Do any of you know what I'm referring to? He had an Indian that he himself was, what year was it, 1970? Rav Hutna was on the plane, it was hijacked. The plane was taken to Amman, it was sitting in the airport there. And he had an Asik over there, the Yishmaelim, who gave him special attention. There was one Yishmaeli who came onto the plane who was a Mechubadik Yishmaeli, not from the terrorists, it was a Mechubadik Yishmaeli. And he went and he bowed down, as Yishmaelim liked to do, to show respect, and he bowed down to Rav Hutna. And we'll talk later on, not tonight, about the interesting thing Rav Hutna said about that Yishmaeli. In Pachad Yitzchak, we have a Torah that is clearly a reflection of what took place. We also have Torah Shebaal Peh from Rav Hutna, that he spoke about the Inyan of Yishmael. We'll get to that in Mitzvah later on, but for now, in Yoneinu, with the sun and the moon, Rav Hutna said the following. He says that the sun, I get this in this form, HaKadosh Mosa, the sun has a seder and a shiltoin tmidi v'kavua. The presence of the sun in our lives, I mean, there are clouds that cover it sometimes, a cloudy day, but the shiltein, the sovereignty and the governance of the sun is tmidi v'kavua, and therefore the shnas achama is the same, it's equal in the way the calendar is set up. And it doesn't have what the moon has, which is the pagam halavana. The moon goes through phases. The darkness, in the language and the terminology of the Chacham, is the pagam, the blemish of the moon. The chasaron, the pagam halavana. So Rav Hutna said that the governments of Esav have what he called diffus shultoini kavua. Their governments are for the most part established with a krius. Doesn't mean necessarily democracy, but they have parliamentary governments, they have constitutional governments, they also have had a very, very large share of totalitarian fascist governments. But what they all share in common, what this says, is that the nature of their governments is the shultoin, tfus shultoin kavua, shultoini kavua. There's a kriyas, there's a mahalach. It could be a king, a malchus. A malchus, that's also a type of government. A monarchy, a democracy, whatever. But there's a tfus of a malchus. There's a tsura of a malchus. With laws fair or unfair, but there's a malchus. And therefore, Rav Huttner said that the Bnei Esav, for the most part, the Bnei Esav, have in the world, and this goes back to Bereishis, have achuzos, they have places, permanent places, countries, permanent places. They have achuzos, moishavos, again, going back to Bereishis, we'll get to Rav Huttner's maimer, the Mitzvah Shem, in a few weeks. But they have achuzos and moishavos. The Bnei Esav live in such a way. Cities, achuzos and moishavos, that are permanent places that they have. Not sukkalach. They have cities, big cities, permanent cities, fixed places in the world. Mi'idach Rav Huttner said, the Levana, the moon, the years, of course, are unequal. Without going into how the calendar works, you all know that. This is the Yishmaelim. If you could Google that and look into how that works, the Yishmaeli calendar. And that's only a reflection of the light of the moon, which is unstable. Which is unstable. The Pagan, Halavana, which changes, is Mishtana, Yem Liyai. The sun is not Mishtana. The sun is a fixture in the solar system, in our experience of the solar system, vis-a-vis the Earth, which is what counts. We don't care what goes on outside. The sun is a fixture, and Shilton is a fixture, and the Bnei Esav who live by the sun, they're fixed in the world. They have Malchias and Shiltonis and Moishavos and Achuzos with governments and Malchias. That's how they live. The Levana, which is unstable, Rav Huttner says, is reflected, that instability is reflected in the lives of Bnei Yishmael. He says, Shemalchusam enam malchus klal. Malchusam enam malchus klal. They have no shiltoin kavua el tmidi, but rather Rav Huttner referred to, you know, Rav Huttner was very fond of the Maharal, kovod meduma. Kovod meduma. How do you translate kovod meduma? Imaginary, delusionary kovod. Oh, your majesty, king over the oil wells, king over 1,000 wives, Paul Galechta of the Levi that took place in Saudi Arabia. Kilo was like a regular head of state. You know, he's one of over 40 children. I don't know how they found it. I don't know how they worked out over there with the family. The Malchus must be pretty hard to work out a Malchus over there. He's one of 40 children. Because his father, Oliver Sholem, his father had a couple of minyanim of wives. And every single one of the kinderlach and the einiklach have a malchus loch. You understand? And that's how the entire Middle East functions. That's how the entire Arab world functions. But it's more than that. Rav Huttner said it's covered without a memshala. It's covered without an achuza. Therefore, Rav Hubner says the Arabs always want to be in somebody else's place. The infestation is now in Western Europe. The Arabs don't have an achuzah, Rav Hubner said. They don't have a place. Because they don't have a malchus. Because their union is the moon. And the moon is unstable. It doesn't have a light of its own. It's only a reflection of the light of the sun. It doesn't have its own light. It's the world, he says, of Yishmael is covered meduma. It's imaginary, temporary covered. Covered like honor. Covered. They're very, very, very big on covered. Very big on covered. And the covered is a covered meduma. You hear how they make speeches. Now they have a lot of the speeches that they made, the translations, you know, even like while Tzahal was destroying their entire fleet of planes in the Six-Day War, the radio reports that were coming out from Cairo was, "We have now taken Jerusalem. Jerusalem is ours, and like we're moving on to the Lower East Side and Borough Park." All covered meduma, the way they talk, everything about all their propaganda. All the jihadkeit, it's all covered meduma. It's garnished. Nothing. So shkarim. All that they say is covered meduma. So now Hezbollah has to do something back. Covered. 1948 was the reason they make it a yontiv. It's not a yontiv. It's a Tisha B'Av for them. Why? What's that Tisha B'Av? Tisha B'Av, the humiliation, the covet. It hurts, the covet, the humiliated. In London and Paris, they don't understand this, that the Inyan of Yishmael is an Inyan of covet, meduma, without any memshola, without any achuza. Therefore, they're always looking at the achuzas of others, where they can go, nomads, to go here, to go there, to come to other places. Why aren't they happy where they are? They have no achuza, they have no place. And the achuza that they've had their eyes on all of these years that make them crazy is a tiny little place in the Middle East. It's a place that we daven towards. And they can't have that place. And all Abbas has to say is that the, you know, they want to daven on the Harabais. They're trying to take over the mosque. The Jews want to go on to the Harabais. The Jews want to take over their place. They have nowhere to daven, the Arabs. They have no place to daven. The place is not even mentioned in the Quran. There's nothing in the Quran. As a mokum tefillah? Where? What? The dizyonis are being thrown out of the house of Avraham Avinu. The dizyonis, the covet was hurt, you understand? The covet. There's one place in the world that they can't have. They can't get to. The Brussels are ready for Faham. Antwerp is for Faham. Paris, London is for Faham. Rome is for Faham. Everything's for Faham. It's a matter of time. It's already infested. This is all they can ever have. Yerushalayim they can never have. It's not possible. They can never have. The klipa of Yishmael can't bear that reality. How did the Jewish people contend with the Chama and the Levana? The Torah says, we count time by the sun and the moon together. Our calendar is Bolu Me'esh U'Mimayim, from fire and water together. The first mitzvah, we spoke about this, the first mitzvah that we received as a nation was to establish the calendar. Kviyas Achoydish. Achoydish is a lachem. The Hashem's Baruch separated us from the klipas of the 70 nations. After Bechaton Mikolamim, and he made us into his people, into his children, and he gave us the koach in time to fight against the sun and the moon, to fight against the Eish and the Mayim, to fight against Esav and Yishmael, with this chavshus that we have, counting time by the sun and the moon. By the sun and the moon. Shabbos. Shabbos. Which is in between Yishmael and Esav. which is the Koach of Tiferes, which is Yaakov Avinu, which is Yaakov Nasa Sukaisa. We'll understand the Mitzvah with this. Next time we'll talk more Mitzvah. So therefore we understand that the test at the end of time is with the Sukkah, and that Hashem took out the sun, and the Goyim couldn't bear it, and they kicked the Sukkah and they ran away from the Sukkah. So when we daven Mitzvah Tu B'Shvat for an Esrei, have in mind not only should be a Shena Esrei should be beautiful, an Esrei and the Arbaminim should be beautiful Arbaminim when it comes to Sukkahs, but we should all daven very, very strong that Mitzvah Shem, by the time it comes to this coming Sukkahs, the Klipa of Yishma will be utterly destroyed and finished with them, will be part of him. Esa v'chaisnai, the two of them will be part of him. V'olu Mashim, v'hasiyam lishpat ez har esa v'hoysa l'sham amlucha, v'meri amenu amen v'amen.